I remember when I visit the Holy Land and went to Nazareth, there's actually a hill that people said, according to tradition, that's where the people of Nazareth wanted to hurl people down, Jesus down. And that hill had a lot of jagged rocks, which mean that they meant to kill him, but because they were very angry of what he said. And I think both of the readings today remind us that in order for us to be healed by God, number one, God will that we are healed with our soul first, our spirit first, not just the physical healing. He wants to heal us for eternity with him, not just something that we can see, that we can judge, that we can somehow be satisfied for the present moment or even for this life. And this healing, number two, would require humility. Naaman in the first reading today, a great general, liked him and endeared by the great king, had to humble himself to a nobody in order to be healed from his leprosy. It takes us a lot of humility to be healed and recognizing that God can work outside of our understanding, our comprehension, our bounds, and our grasp. And that takes a lot of humility, a dying to oneself, that we're no longer in control, that we're no longer somehow say that this had to be my way. I want this done, or else you don't love me, God. Well, if it's that way, then we treat God somehow in a transactional way. And that's not the faith that God is asking of us today. In order for us to be healed, Jesus teaches us clearly that we must come to him with genuineness of heart, with humility of heart, and with simplicity of heart. Therefore, let us ask ourselves, just as he asked his own people in Nazareth, are we looking for some signs that we can grasp, can understand, can control, can comprehend? Or are we looking for the deeper healing that comes from him? Spirit and soul for all eternity.